Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, how do you know I've never been fishing on the ocean? Did the internet tell you that, you jagoff? What do I care about catching a damn fish anyways? No, you shut up, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Please say hello to James Heaney, Jay Heen and or Sheen. When was the last time you slept under the stars? And by that, I mean in the backyard of a celebrity.
Oh, never. Please, if your barbecue comes back this year, invite me. I've always wanted to go to your barbecue.
So that you can sleep in the backyard?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be...
I assume you'd let me. It would probably be safer than letting me inside.
That's the only reason to invite you at this point. Say hey to Craig Kakowski. Kakao, what was your first car and why?
Well, it was a 1979 Lincoln Continental.
That's right.
It was a pimpmobile, basically. I had fuzzy dice. I had a state-of-the-art 8-track player with Queen the Game and Foreigner 4 were the two 8-tracks I owned. And it got about 10 miles per gallon, and it was a hand-me-down from my grandfather.
Yeah. My first car was hand-me-down from Grandpop's, too. Please welcome first-timer Gary Anthony Williams.
Feels good.
Starting feels, a new tradition for first-timers, yep. New oh, best boy. Friend Gary Anthony Williams.
Yep.
Please tell us about an awkward moment from your early days learning improv.
An awkward moment from my early days learning improv? This is going to be a little surprising. I've never had one.
Everything in my answer.
Life, and I mean everything in my life, goes exactly as I want it to.
We have a winner. No more calls. Pencils down. Hey, there's Mark Gagliardi. Gags what? And Hooch. Any memories about Craig Kakowski come to mind?
Yes. The first time that I met Craig Kakowski was at the Chicago Film Critics Awards. And I walked up and I saw Craig and the cast of The Second City sitting at a table. And I was a starstruck young improviser. I pushed past all of the movie stars at this Film Critics Awards, went straight to the Second City table and fawned over them. And Craig Kakowski said, "Why are you talking to us? There's movie stars here."
That sounds like an exact quote.
Yeah. Mm. It was pretty great. And then and now I love working with him.
He'll be missed. He'll be missed.
Yeah. It's really sad.
It's sad that he's gone.
So sad.
And last, but come here and say that if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Coochie cooped up. Any moment from high school that you'd like to have back?
Yeah, when I dislocated my kneecap.
Keep talking.
I'd like to have that moment back. And repeat, honestly. I know it's fucked up.
You want to dislocate again?
Yeah. I got to wear shorts.
Oh, you got to wear shorts.
You know,
cause like your family was that family that like only long britches, right? Like
exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know us. Yes.
All right. Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions today are gathered from listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from Patreon VIP Chance, who wrote, "Hello, you talented sons of bitches." Just come straight at our mothers, just like that.
Yeah, wow.
I dedicate this scene to James. Oh, how nice. James, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
James, I'd like you to play a James Bond villain who is obsessed with taking over coffee farms around the world so he can maintain his coffee consumption. That's a real
very
listener.
Very appropriate today.
Thank you all. Chance Otwell from Alabama.
Is this here the field that we will be taking over?
Yeah, boss, this is the place.
Ah, it seems so much smaller than I expected it to be.
Caw, 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 caw.
Get those goddamn birds away from my coffee beans. Who's caw, got a gun?
Caw.
Who's got
I got it. Hey, birds, get away from those beans.
All right.
Those are the boss's beans.
I heard you the first time.
Oh, shit. Shit.
So, so sorry about
that,
boss.
The owners and the birds that we're going to deal with here, huh?
Yeah, and look, we got a good deal on this place for you. You said find us a good deal, boss. We found you a good deal.
Wait a second. You said you got a good deal? I thought we were going to be taking this coffee farm.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. No.
Tell the truth. Did we buy this legally? Because that's boss, not how I want it.
2 days before.
So your boss is looking to make a deal on a coffee farm, huh?
Yeah, but I'm worried about him. He's losing his touch. So is there any way we could just let him pretend like he's actually taking it over? He likes being tough. You know, maybe you guys just come out with their hands up.
Sure thing.
You and I'll know that we actually bought it.
I like to make deals on coffee farms. I'll tell you what, I'll throw in as well. I got two birds. They'll come, they'll swoop in. It's like they're going to try to ruin the whole thing for everybody. You and I'll know. Your boss, he don't know nothing.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I really appreciate everything. These are just regular old birds, right? How do you control these?
Sure, they're regular birds. Don't worry about that part. You want a good deal, right?
Yeah. We want a good deal. Just so send a couple of regular birds around. We'll get the place.
Say no more. Say no more.
I can't help but get this feeling that you've put one over on me.
What?
I want to see blood spill on these beans.
Jeez. Okay, sure, boss.
Bring me the farmer that owns this farm, and I want him to beg for my mercy.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll wait here.
Yeah, I can totally farm. I actually got like a small co-op right outside Brooklyn. Me and my buddies are running it, and like we got chickens, and we're growing mushrooms and eggs, and
you,
we don't really grow eggs.
You are making
this like
so much more difficult. You are such a nice guy.
Yeah, I totally am down to help, man. Anything to give back to Mother Nature, right?
This is not easy because we take
so much, and it's just like I'm anything to get away from like big corporations, because it's like in general, it's like why am I giving my money to a corporation? Why can't I give my money to a population?
Bro, I mean? Smell this fertilizer. Smell this fertilizer.
Oh my God. Smell
it. Really gets our hands in it.
Oh, is this you in here?
This is me. Yeah, that's my shit.
That is my shit. I'm just going to rub it in my neck. That's a beautiful bird. Oh my God.
Oh, this is one on my shoulder? Man. Yeah, yeah.
That's gorgeous.
I know, bird. I know. I'm getting him. I'm trying. Hey, look, I'm... I really appreciate what you said back there about corporations and everything, but I'm going to need one of you to come with me.
One?
Miss Moneypenny, I'm headed out to the coffee farm today around noon, so I would appreciate some sort of GPS assistance.
Of course I can give you that. Exactly what you want. Here, put this in your ear. It will actually dislocate your ear bone, so you'll actually lose your balance. But you'll go exactly where you want to go by GPS.
Smashing. All right. I'm off to see M now.
Moneypenny?
Yes?
Why are you giving away all the inventions? That's what I do, okay? You cannot just take my job, all right? Very
really?
Specific titles and jobs here. Do you understand?
I did understand. Oh, by the way, I've replaced your morning milk with my actual milk. Just so you know.
My God. Tastes like copper.
That's because I've been sucking pennies.
Moneypenny, please. Now listen to me, okay? I need this job. You don't understand. I don't have much to go to at home. This is my life. This is what I do. I make little inventions, little doodads, and James gets to wear, and he thinks of me when he's out in the field. It's a big deal. Big deal for me. Please. Please don't
take
this from me.
If you really want your job back, if you really want it back, you'll Rochambeau with me right here and now.
On three or?
Yes, on three. We'll go one, two, three, and then throw.
So actually three and then wait.
If you would like to argue about this, I can promise you'll never get your job back.
Moneypenny, please, I don't want to argue. I just want to confirm.
Take the chance. Ready? One.
One.
Throw.
Wait, throw? Hold on. You didn't even get to three, Moneypenny. And you're flicking me off. You're just giving me the finger. That's not one of the items.
Believe it or not, You won this time. This time, Carol, you won.
So you brought me the farmer.
Well, technically, this is the fertilizer guy. That farmer was just... He just touched my heart.
He's already dead. Okay, well, I'll let him be.
Yeah, that's it. He's already dead.
Get on your knees, fertilizer man.
Gay, you heard him. Get down on your knees, fertilizer man.
Oh, sorry, man. I've got AirPods in.
Jesus Christ, get on your knees.
All right.
I'm listening to the new Animal Collective.
It's so good.
So good.
You know, I actually I know somebody who dated the drummer.
Wait, you do not seem frightened or terrified. You realize you're at the end of the rope. Your string is about to be detached.
I mean, worst case.
Q, I have a question about my new automobile. Yes. While I find it extremely attractive, I'm curious why I've been given the 79 Lincoln Continental.
Well, it's my first car, and I thought you should have it. I want to give you something that you can think of me when you're driving.
Oh, I'll be thinking of you, all right. Normally, it's state-of-the-art automobile. This just seems like a bit of a throwback, even for you.
Yes, it is. But look at this. If you all go inside the car, right in the driver's seat, if you pull this lever, the seat reclines.
When you say go inside the car, are you suggesting I defecate?
You can, James, yes. In fact, there's towels in the back to wipe. So just make sure to remove the towels because it will... the word I want to use is ferment. I know that's not correct, but that's what will happen. Oh,
terry cloth towels. Lovely choice.
And even more so, if you go to the radio and you click on, it will turn on. Look at that.
When you say click, you don't mean flick with my finger, of course.
No, but you could. You could. And again, if you bleed, there's towels in the back.
Terry cloth again.
Yes.
Very.
Mr. Bond?
Yes?
I wanted to speak with you. I've noticed you've been having problems with verbs lately, getting confused about them.
Yes? What's your point, Moneypenny?
It's not much of a point. I just thought I might be able to save you some troubles. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a mixture of troubles and problems. Prebles. I may be able to save you some prebles for the future.
Fair enough.
I mean, when I say, like, would you please go to the other room?
Right.
You actually pooped in the other room. Of course, I wasn't speaking of going to the other room.
Right. So perhaps in the future, if you said if you could travel to the other room, it would be helpful to me.
So the rest of the world should then bend to your will.
Not the rest of the world, just in the office here.
Very good. Very good, Mr. Bond. And
for
that,
example, if you and I would just step out to have a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Now, when you say have a cup of tea, are you suggesting we make love to it then? See, that's how you sound to me. That's how you sound to me, Mr. Bond.
Oh, thanks for the lack of confusion. That is what I meant, Moneypenny.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, the coffee you gave me, man, I think there's cocaine in here. I don't think this is sugar. All right? I don't know what the hell this is, but my fucking order's got cocaine in it.
It should just be, we just ground the beans in the hopper above the espresso machine. I don't know.
You don't know?
I just work here.
Yeah. Derek.
What?
Have you seen my cup of cocaine?
This is a bad time.
Huh?
What?
I left a cup of cocaine.
Oh, shit.
Whoever the hell is in the back, yeah, I have your fucking cocaine, man. Okay?
There's nobody man, back there.
Who would just scream? Look.
Ain't nobody back here, man.
Bullshit.
Ain't nobody back here.
Listen, cocaine guy, listen, okay? I take care of kids. I can't be high on blow taking care of kids, okay?
That's where you wrong, brother. I taught from the kindergarten all the way to master's classes in college high as fuck. I ain't been sober since I was 8 years old, my man.
And now you're in the back room of some kind of coffee shop? Things aren't going well. My point, confirmed.
Hey, Steve. You had a couple questions on your report from earlier. It said you yelled to the back, hey, cocaine guy. We've talked about this before, right?
Look, when I make my reports, it's about my day-to-day stuff, okay? It's not necessarily about my job.
And I appreciate the detail. It's just your choice of... monikers that's thrown me a bit.
Well, look, I don't know people's names. I don't care to learn them. I care to learn about something they've done, and that's...
So you specify, so right now I'd be talking guy to you.
Yes, yes.
Well, no. That's not how it works here, okay?
Any outgoing male guys?
Yeah. Thanks, male guy. Let me get
into it.
Oh,
really? Oh, really?
Well,
that's who I am to you?
Yeah, I was joking with Steve here.
Well, it's not Carl, a joke. Everyone's made that same joke today.
Right, Carl, but they really meant it, and I was just joking.
My name is not Carl.
All right, so hand me the pistol. I'm gonna just kill one of these two fertilizer men.
Oh, jeez. All right.
They're in deep shit now.
If it's my time, it's my time, bro.
You guys really, really seem like weirdly kind about this. I hate to do... Hey, boss, I just got a text. I just got a text. If you're interested, maybe this will brighten your day and we won't have to kill anybody. Turns out the name Cocaine Guy just became available.
It did? Oh, yeah. Sweet.
I mean... All right. You've been in the market for a new name. It's available now. I had an alert set for when it would happen. You want me to pick it up for you? Then we don't have to kill neither of these guys.
What are you doing talking to me about it now? Get it now.
All right, I'm getting it.
I'm a little tired of all these coffee farms.
Hi, welcome to the Company of Naming. You came in to request a name, sir. I'm reading here.
My representative was supposed to have all of this straightened out before I came. Is there more paperwork?
Sorry, I'm late, boss.
I'm sorry. I can literally, because of a deficiency I have, I can literally deal with one person at a time.
Deal with me. If you're going to deal with somebody, deal with me. I have a ticket.
Who are you?
Very good.
Hey, we're in front of you in line. What are you even doing?
Well, I have a ticket from a deli, and that makes me better and in line. So let me go.
Sorry, boss. I guess the deli guy wins.
Thank you for working this out.
Cocaine guy, so we'll just wait for next.
Yes. My ticket says 007. The name I'm looking for is Bond, James Bond.
Again, I can literally deal with one person at a time. I will break into a nap if I have to deal with more than one person at a time. I will fall to my knees and gently lie my head on a pillow. Who am I dealing with here?
Is this where I get a name change? Is this where I can get a name change?
This is where you can get a name change. Hi, what is your name now, sir?
Hi, my name... sir.
Yes.
Sir.
I don't see sex, sir.
No, it's a ma'am. A ma'am.
I will accept that. Your new name is ma'am, ma'am. Yes, who's next?
Well, I mean, I was next and you just helped her. I was supposed to be helped.
Oh, yes. How can I help you, ma'am?
No. I don't need to change my name. That's not what I wanted my name to be.
Please, what would you like your name to be?
Well, who are you helping? Are you helping me or are you helping her?
I'm really worried one of them is going to get cocaine, man.
And that is scene number one, ladies and Jews. Scene two comes to us from Ed, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. I wish I could be a patron member, but with times being what they are, it cuts into the drinking budget at the moment." That is meant to be funny. Speaking of which, my wife and I created a Alchemy This drinking game. Ah, we pick one episode at random, and at any time when Craig says, "Look," or James says, "Oh my God," we take a drink. So while we're getting our stomachs pumped, an idea for a scene hit me. A socially awkward and unintentionally offensive guy goes to a how to pick up women workshop. Keep the laughs coming. You bring so much needed relief in a time where it is so hard to find something to laugh at. Ed, Cartinas, Cottage Grove.
Michigan? Is it Michigan or...
Let's go with Michigan. Cottage Grove, Michigan?
Sure.
I don't think that's right, though. It's MN.
Minnesota.
Well, it's Minnesota.
Maine.
Sorry.
No, Maine's ME.
I think it's Maine.
Agree to disagree.
Maine is ME. Yeah. Minnesota's MN. And that's our show for today. Thanks,
everyone. That was great.
Disagreeing on facts.
Doug, if you're listening, please cut all of that out. holy shit. I was sleeping during high school. Did I mention that before? And I did graduate from college in 9 months. My friends called it dropping out, but there you have it. All right, let's go to the How to Pick Up Women workshop.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming into the best
Where
question.
Where do we sit?
seats are right in front of you, so just feel free to grab any open seat. There are drinks and small snacks over on the table here. Please feel free to
order up.
So just feel free to grab anything at any time, we'll get right to it. So my name is Duncan Glober, and I'm a lady guru. I know how to pick ladies up. I've been dating for a long time,
question from the back. Hey, how you doing? My name is Derek Lamar. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
How long have you been picking up women? I according to my doctor, I got 8 weeks to live.
Oh wow!
I need to pick up a woman and make very thorough love to her.
Yeah.
Before 8 weeks, how long have you been doing this? And how can your skills help me?
Uh huh. You said your name was Jerry. Is that right?
Derek. My name is less important right now than me making love before my 8 weeks is up.
Right. Well, I do want to connect with you. I do want to find that bridge, right? Because that's going to be the best way for us to get there. So, you know, what I'm going to offer you actually is I'm going to offer you, which is going to be available to everybody here. I'm going to offer you a couple days extra here, one-on-one consolation.
I don't have extra days. I have 8 weeks. Every moment that you telling me what you gonna offer me is a moment that I'm not deep inside a woman.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I definitely get that, and that's a part of the goal. But what I really want to say is that
Jagoff.
Oh, we got another question here. Yeah, go for it.
When do we get to negging?
yeah. We will definitely talk about that. That is a very blunt, sharp tool.
Can we get to that ASAP?
Yeah, we can. Actually, what I want to do.
I've got a good question for the fellow who's only got 8 weeks left.
That's okay, yes. Dear.
No. I feel horrible. I'd like to offer up my fiance immediately.
But I want to deserve it. I don't want to. You know, they say if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a date. I don't want you to give me a fish. I want to earn that fish.
Can I give you the address of where she's at?
Why are you in this workshop if you have a fiance?
I'm trying to date outside the situation.
Fair
Not
enough.
Not having any luck.
Fair enough.
And why don't you stay the fuck out of it? How about that?
Okay, so you want to apply to for Make-A-Wish for a prostitute. You want us to pay for a prostitute for you because you have 5 weeks to live. Is that correct?
I now have 4.5 weeks to live.
4.5 weeks. Okay.
I went to a workshop. And right. The man, he spent the first 3 weeks telling us what he was going to do for us.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I lost my patience, and I happened to also lose a pocket handkerchief when I was there, which is unrelated.
Mm-hmm. And time. I don't mean to make light of that. But yes, definitely. So we normally don't do that, but what I can offer is I got a doll in the back. I got one of those real dolls. You know what
yes.
I mean?
I do know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about? Do you get me?
I do know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, let me explain this. So there's these dolls, right, that are silicone.
When people start explaining to me, I don't know if you've ever seen a bottle of water, but if you let it sit, it will evaporate. You Magic. Just evaporated time from my life by letting me sit here listening to
you. Don't you curse me with that. Don't you say I did that. Don't you?
Chuck, we've used these dolls for so many Make-A-Wishes. We can't keep up with the demand. These dolls are used up.
Well, just use them again, all right?
It's not ethical. You gotta... we gotta get more dolls in the budget.
We gotta get more dolls in the budget? Look, I don't have doll farms, okay? We have to use what we have, all right?
I'd like to apply for a job here at the doll farm.
Yes, sir. Did you check in with the secretary?
Oh, shit. My bad.
Let me get him. Lamar?
Yes?
Would you take care of this gentleman? He wants to apply for a job here at the doll farm.
Make him come back to my desk that he walked past.
I'm sorry, Lamar. I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, make him come back to my desk that he just walked past.
Would you do me a favor and just come in here and let me know what you're saying, and then I'll tell him to do that?
I absolutely will not. Right here at my desk, and he's going to come right back out here to me.
Okay. I'm just having a hard time. Let me come back to... Yes. Now, what were you saying? I couldn't hear what you were telling me to tell him to do.
I want him to come back. I want him to come back here to my desk.
That makes sense. Oh, that makes sense.
But thank you.
I'll go tell him. Hold on. I'll be right back. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Lamar, the secretary, said you need to come back to the desk that you just walked past where he is.
Which desk is Lamar at?
Hold on. Would you just come with me? And
sure.
I'll just take you there. But
please,
before we do that, I need to stop by. I need to stop by my manicurist.
Oh, sure.
Well, Mr. Lamar, I'm sure that no one's ever told me something like that on a first date before. My goodness, 48 hours.
I have 48 hours to not only to make love, but to give love.
Until what happens, Mr. Lamar?
I'll die.
Oh, I just don't know if this is something that I want.
All right, everybody calm down. All right, everyone calm down. There has been a chemical leak inside this building. I'm going to need everyone to self-quarantine, okay? I'm going to have everyone separate, and you're going to be in different chambers alone for 49 hours, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Lamar, I suppose this is where we part ways.
I always knew it would end this way. My father told me on his deathbed, son, you're going to die in isolation. Without making love.
Okay, let's separate everybody. Come on, let's get everyone separated.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Would it be all right if the two of us quarantined together?
Two of you quarantined together? Well, that might be breaching protocol, but I can see a lot of love in your eyes, ma'am.
May I also ask a question? There's a gas leak in here, but somehow we're going to be saved by separating in quarantine.
That's right. Yes, that's correct. You know what? For safety precautions, ma'am, I need you to quarantine with me. Sir, I'm going to need you to quarantine by yourself.
May I ask
right
your middle name?
You want to know my middle name?
Your middle name.
My middle name is Gerbil.
David Gerbil Johnstone.
That's correct. Yeah, why?
The son of Harry Gerbil Johnstone, my doctor.
Yes, my father was a doctor. What does that have to do with anything?
Your father told me that I had 48. Your father, your daddy, if he pulled then my God.
You keep on breaking out. Are you saying something or I don't?
I'm seeing the first part.
You have reached the office of Harry Gerbil Johnston, MD.
I wanted to ask about penile implants.
Okay, we do them.
Yeah.
How soon can you get down here?
I'm probably only about 3 days away by driving.
Okay, I'll put you on the schedule because I got one that's just ready to go. It's ready to load.
Right, so I'm going to need about 3 days to get there. So is there a size choice? Is it like a map, some sort of...
It's one size fits all. Uh-huh.
Let me in this door, Mr. Doctor! Oh. Let me in this door!
Sorry, I got to hang up.
It's me.
Why, what a pleasant surprise.
It's me, Eric, from Alabama.
I remember you.
You gave me... How long to live, do you remember?
Well, when are we talking about?
That's the whole point. I've been out vigorously trying to make love to a woman, thinking that I had a short time to live.
Mm-hmm.
And right before I was about to make love to a woman, your son showed up.
Harry Gerbil Johnson
II? And tried
to suffer
me. Yes. I'm starting to think that I didn't really only have that long to live.
Well, you've got probably 15 minutes now.
Oh, really?
So
I don't know why, but I trust everything you say, Doctor. I'll go out and make love in the next 15 minutes.
Okay, just try to avoid gas leaks. And if there is a gas leak, then separate from other people. You have a greater chance of surviving if you are just breathing the gas by yourself.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Can I give you a penile implant to go?
No, I'm good for
that. Okay, all right.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is Teeth there?
Is Teeth there? Look, I've been getting these calls all fucking week, okay? What? Oh, just get the hell off my goddamn line. You're clogging up my business line, okay?
Are you Teeth?
I'm not Teeth. I'll talk, fuck off. Hello?
Hi, is Teeth there?
Okay, all look right, I see, okay. So this is an online thing? Everyone's online doing this?
I'm sorry, I'm just looking for Teeth?
You're just looking for Teeth? Well, they're in your fucking head. All right, asshole.
Why are you being mean to me? I have 2 minutes to live.
You have 2 minutes to live? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
My father had 15 minutes to live. I have 2 minutes to live. It runs in my family. What's going on? It's Teeth Day.
I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't know I was expecting your call. How are you? I do have teeth. Yes, we have teeth here. We do teeth implants. Yes, sir.
I was looking for a guy named Teeth.
Okay, go fuck yourself. I see what you're doing. Go fuck yourself. Hello?
Yeah, this is Teeth. Can I get my messages?
What? You son of a bitch.
Any messages for Teeth?
You motherfucker. Is this really Teeth? You piece of shit.
That's Dr. Teeth to you.
Hey, Dr. Teeth, man. I was watching that prank show that you've been putting on people. When you've been sending people your wrong phone number and people call somebody else and ask for you. Hey, doctor. That's brilliant what you've been doing, man.
Hey, it's a pleasure always to get a compliment, my friend.
Hey, doctor, by the way, my father has 10 minutes to live.
Oh, man. Mind,
instead of pranking him, would you mind gently going down on my dad?
It would be a pleasure and an honor, sir.
That would be scene two today. Oh, my. Oh, my. Things are heating up and cooking with gas.
Jesus Christ.
Holy Toledo.
Don't let the Henson Company get a hold of that.
Teeth, the Electric Mayhem Gang. Can you picture that?
I'm going to say yes. Yes. Scene three comes to us today from Philip, who wrote, "Hey Alchemist, bunch of weird ideas piled up while re-listening to the episodes once again, so I got inspired. A scene for you. A well-known DJ forgets their USB stick and only realizes once he's about to start playing. Have fun and keep it up, Philip."
You're gonna fucking love it. This place is the shit, man. They got everything, dude. They got lights, man. They got drinks, man. They got, I mean, dude, it's like great. And dude, the DJ Electric Fire Fiend, the eyes of the devil, man. Yeah, dude, he's fucking sick, dude. Like, it's just nuts, man. Man, when he drops his shit.
Last time we tried to go clubbing together, we had to sit outside the whole night.
I know, dude. That fucking sucked, dude. Well, this time we brought pants, so we're good, man. We'll get in, dude.
Yeah. Where do you two think you're going?
We're just trying to.
Yeah.
No,
let me see your IDs. I want to see your IDs.
Oh, here's my ID.
Here you go.
All right. You both got pants on.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. I remember you two from last time. I remember you from last time. You showed up here. You didn't have pants on. Now you got pants on.
Yeah.
You know what that proves to me? That proves to me that you are gentlemen who know how to learn something.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to move this velvet rope out the way. You boys have a wonderful night.
Dude, this place is so legit. The bouncer's from Australia, man.
Wow, look at all these lights.
Whoa, dude, this is the fucking shit, man.
Yo, DJ, you ready, man? You ready to get out there and do this thing for these people?
I'm on fire.
All right, hey, look. There's two dudes out there. They've been here. I've been watching the audience, man. They've been here every week, and these guys need the best show of their lives.
All right, well,
they
need
the best.
They're
the kind
of
guys who deserve it. Look, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to introduce you to the crowd. I'm also going to put your Dr. Pepper beside your computer like you like it. I don't want to get hit in the ear again because I didn't get your Dr. Pepper. I want you to go out there, and if this room had an a-hole, I want you to rip it a new one. Good luck.
So don't pay any attention to the existing one. Get them a new one.
Right. Just pretend it has. Let's pretend it has 7 a holes. Right.
Right.
It still needs one more a hole to be the most successful room it could be.
A baker's
wife
does
a new one.
A baker, what'd you say?
A baker who wash dozen. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. A baker who wash dozen. Yeah. Of course. Good luck to you out there, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for DJ Electric Fiend.
Oh, dude, this is it. This is it, man.
Oh. Who's ready to party? 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 Who's ready to party?
I'm wait ready. For the drop. Wait for the drop.
Wait for it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I got two-way pants
shit,
on. This
shit,
is going to be awesome as soon as it drops. I'm tearing these pants off.
Oh, shit. Dude, my stomach is fucking rumbling, dude.
Who's ready to party? Who's ready to party? Who's ready to party?
Yeah! Everybody seems, everyone seems ready to party.
I need to see everybody's hands in the air. Everybody's hands in the air. Everybody's hands in the air. Everybody's hands in the air.
Oh, Luke, I got to go to the bathroom, dude.
We're going to take a quick 4-minute break, and then DJ Electric Fee's going to rip the roof off his mother as he tears at a new a-hole at the same time.
Wow, this is everybody. Unusual dead air for a club.
Are you still using the urinal? Or?
Yeah, just about done.
Okay. Do you mind if I just sneak in real quick? I just got to do a quick pee. I don't mind.
Hey, guys, just so you all know, there's 6 other urinals on the wall, too. But do you, thank you, brothers. Do you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Kenny. Yeah, you know what, guys? Slip in here.
All right.
I don't want to be a hog.
Nah, thanks, dude.
Where's the rest of your cup? Where's the rest of your penis?
Oh, I'm a picker.
Right.
So
just the head left?
Yeah. So I pick at it.
Right.
Yo, Electric Fee, man. You I've never had to put the club on a commercial break before.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
I don't want to cuss, so I'm gonna ask you, WTF is going on here?
I appreciate that very much. This has never happened to me before, and I'm not sure what to do about it. I seem to have left my USB stick at home.
You leave this. The stick, you leave the shtick. Do you understand, Electric Fee?
Well, your I understand stick is your stick. All the music is on that stick. You don't got a spare stick, do you?
And it's just like every night he just goes to the club and he's just out there partying and like doing whatever the hell he's doing.
Yeah, you know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should take that damn little USB stick that he keeps all his music on and you should fucking hide it. You should fucking hide it and not tell him. Right? Hide it. Don't tell him. And then when he finally figures out that you're the one that hit it, then you can say yes, because now it's time for us to sit down and have a conversation.
Exactly. It's like, why are we talking? Like, why does it have to be because I'm hiding his music that we're having a conversation? Why can't it be we're talking because we want to talk?
Yes. So talk with him. Give me the stick. Where do you want to put it?
I don't know. Don't tell me. Don't tell me where you hide it. Just hide it.
Okay, I'm just going to hide it.
Sword fight in the men's room. I've been practicing fencing. You guys mind if I slip into this urinal?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Feel free.
All right. Ooh, a teeny tiny. Here we go.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm the new plumber here. I have just tearing down this wall in 3 seconds. There's 28 more urinals right on the other side of this wall right here. Just to let you guys know.
It's amazing. 28.
Yep. Thanks, Gary. Wow.
Yep, that's a farmer's wife's baker's dozen.
Wow.
Farmer.
Hey, man, that's some fine-looking penis threads you got there.
Thank you. It's my wife made this.
It's like a little jean jacket for your wiener. That's nice.
It's a denim jacket, yeah.
Do you think we could play some other music while we wait for the DJ? I mean, this
look,
is...
Hey, kid, look, he said he's going to be out. He's going to be out here later on, all right? He'll be out here soon.
The drugs are wearing off.
Look, if you need drugs, I know a guy with a cup of cocaine that can take care of you if you need it. But barring that, just hang out here for a while.
All right.
Okay, Electric Feed, look, you go to your house and you get this thing. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try to whistle for these people.
Please.
Maybe that's going to give you a little break. How long do you think before you're back here?
17 minutes.
Very good.
I'm leaving now.
Okay.
Okay, I hit it. You'll never know where I hit it. It's gone. You'll never see it.
Did you eat it? Tell me if you fucking ate it.
I'm not
going to
fucking tell you if I fucking ate it. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
I'll fucking cut your stomach open again.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm out. Bye. I love you.
Bye. I love you. Oh my God, I guess I should have another martini.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. DJ Lucky Feet's going to be back in 16 minutes, but until then, we got the... pardon me?
What the fuck?
Sir, if you don't like what's going on here, there's a sword fight in the bedroom. You may want to go join for a little bit.
Sword fight in the bedroom?
Bedroom or men's room?
Bedroom. The bedroom. The bedroom.
I'm hearing bedroom. Is anyone else hearing bedroom?
I heard men's room and I'm already there.
Well, I'm fucking where do you think you're going?
I'm going to the men's room.
Oh, no. You want to go to the men's room? You know the rules in a men's room. No trousers.
Oh, all right, fine. And I suppose that there's a cover charge for me to check my trousers?
Yeah, there's a cover charge. It's $5. Oh. Use one of the cubby holes. Just put the money in the cubby hole on the left side. Put your trousers on the right.
Okay. Where do I put this chai latte full of cocaine?
On the top of the cubbies.
Okay.
There's a guy screaming about it in the back.
All right.
Right. Get in there, then. You have a good time.
You too.
Hey, new guy. Hey, new guy. Do you want to cut in?
I was going to use one of these other urinals.
Yeah, sure. Fine. That's cool if that's what you want to do.
Whatever.
Like a freak.
I'm having a sword fight down here, too.
Don't join them.
Come on. Nobody wants to join my sword fight.
You can't have a one-man sword fight.
That's exactly my point.
Ethan, I know we're on a little break right now at the club, and we're waiting on DJ Electric Feet to come back and all that. But I thought maybe, you know, in the interim, I could jump in and maybe spin some of the records I've been working on, some of the music I've been sending you. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but I'm happy to go on 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just to keep it going.
Here's the thing, man. Here's what I'm willing to do. I was about to go out there and whistle until he makes his way back. How's about me and you combine our talents on this thing? You spin your thing while I whistle.
It might be too loud to hear the whistle. I don't want it to drown you out.
Are you doubting the power of my whistle?
No, Ethan, not at all.
Then let's just do this thing.
Great, let's do it. I got some, I have some Appalachian music.
Surprise me. Okay, this is a club.
Trying to think of some whistling.
Surprise me.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for something.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey, DJ. She's right inside, and she's very interested in talking to you. Bye.
Yeah, hey, baby.
My God. Is the club out yet? Is it done? It's only 11:30?
Yeah, no, I can't find my USB stick, so if you could help me.
Weird. Can you find your
wife? Why is that weird?
Can you find your wife?
No, I need you to tell me where it is.
What do you mean you can't find your wife? I'm right here. What do you mean?
Can you not find me?
Why all these stupid questions? Just help me find the USB drive, honey.
Is that a stupid question? Can you find your wife?
Let me see. Yeah, sure. She's right here in front of me being a wonderful person.
Yeah, damn right. What if I turned into a rock and I went to the middle of the desert? Could you find me then?
Let's find out. Let's do that now.
Oh, great. Let's do that now. Let's just...
DJ Electric Feet is looking for his wife right now in the desert. Apparently, she's turned herself somehow into an igneous rock. Let's watch and see what happens.
Honey? 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 My honey! I'm warmer. I can hear you're getting louder.
Fuck this.
Honey?
Ethan, that was great. Oh, my God. Your whistling crushed, and people loved it. This is amazing.
I didn't think it would go with your Appalachian jam, but it really did.
Forget Electric Feet. We want more Appalachian whistling.
More whistling. I'm on cocaine.
Ethan,
guys,
Jesus.
Just give us two more minutes. I'm going to loosen up the old lips, and he's going to oil up his records or whatever he does, and we'll be right back on stage with you guys.
Ethan, oh, my God, your tongue, it's split. It's so dry. You're not going to be able to whistle anymore.
No, it's always been split. I have what they call the devil's tongue.
Oh, my God.
I have a forked tongue.
Yes, a bifurcated tongue.
I've never heard that word before.
You never heard bifurcated?
No, tongue.
But you have a naturally split tongue.
Yes, I've never heard the word tongue before.
Oh, tongue. Wait, you never heard tongue.
Yeah, yes, hello. I appreciate you taking me on such short notice, but I'm here for my surgery, and I'd like to finally get this tongue into proper shape. It's a little embarrassing.
Well, let's get you prepped. All right. let me take a look and see what you got in there. Oh, that is prototypical devil's tongue.
Like, Dr. Teeth, don't forget about your 12:30.
All right, Nurse Janice, I'll get right to it.
Tell me before we get started, do you know if Nurse Janice still has her soul?
No, she gave up her soul a long time ago for rock and roll.
My bad. Late to the party, still want to dance. All right.
Look, I can fit you in. I got to see somebody who's been picking at their penis down to the tip.
Oh, that sounds like someone who still has their soul.
Yeah, suppose it is.
Yeah, so I've been picking at my pee-pee, and strangely, it's just the tip that stays. You would think that that'd be the
young,
first
thing. Young, handsome fellow, would you like the rest of that penis to be 6 feet long?
Yeah, why not?
Just let it ride. Sign here.
Okay, this is a giant contract. I hereby... Yeah, okay, no, well, so it kind of breaks up in English and Latin. Is there just like a full English?
You can initial that part. I need you to sign the last page.
So initial that part there. Okay, so all the pages that are tabbed, I initial?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to take a minute. Let's see here. Okay, I give up my right to wear dogs. Is that what that says?
Dogs, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah, sure, I never did that.
Hey, Lucifer. Lucifer, you have been in this contract-making class for 3 weeks now. You're going to have to decide what language you want your contracts in. It's going to take people longer to sign the contracts if you use a mixture of English, Latin, and Sanskrit. Right. Choose one.
That's right. Thank you very much for saying that. And again, you know, this seminar is going to be a couple weeks long. We're all staying at the Best Western. So you do have, you know, drinks and snacks over there for that. So, you know, again, writing a contract is a lot like picking up a woman, right? You want to be very clear. You want to be
very
direct.
When do we get to nagging?
Okay. All right. We'll get to that in a second. All right. But I do appreciate everyone jumping in and helping each other. Thank you very much. Gabrielle, am I saying that correctly? Okay, great. Well, I was talking to the other gentleman who was helping out Lucifer, but
my name's not really Carl. I just go by that to help my boss out.
Hey, boss! Great news! Great news! The name Carl is suddenly available.
Oh, wait! What was that?
The name Carl.
Oh,
we can
God.
Get
is
you
it,
the name
is Carl,
Carl.
Carl better than cocaine guy?
I think so. It's at least, it's way less assuming.
Hey,
are you going to shoot that crow or not?
Bro, if you're going to assassinate us, just let us know because I got a kombucha starter that needs tending to.
This new Carl name makes me feel like I don't have to kill so many people.
Hey, really? That's great news.
Cocaine guy, coffee guy, those are murderous names. Carl might let you go.
Today in Minnesota or Maine, we're not quite sure, a guy named Carl killed 5/8 of the city. There's no explanation to why he did it. He merely stood atop a building and screamed, "I am Carl." We'll be right back with this and more DJ Electric Feed right after this break.
And we are going live in
Three.
Two.
Wait a minute. Hold
one.
On. Are you counting backwards? Crap. I didn't know if you were counting forwards or backwards. Like, you know how there's a tip.
We are live.
The shaft
live, Tom,
and then
live.
The tip. You know how that guy picked it down
we're
from
live.
The tip,
just,
but he left the shaft. Yes.
We're live. Just say the same thing you said. Just say the same fucking thing you said.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? Just say the whole fucking thing. It's on the prompter.
About
just say
what? The car
it's on the
guy?
Prompter. Yes.
More news on the Carl thing. I don't have anything new to add, but I would just
to... Yes, no, they didn't just say what you said before. They don't know about that. They don't know what happened. We're live now.
No, seriously, though. They don't know what happened?
I'll just say the same. I'll say the same thing, but I'll jazz it up a little.
God, you know what? You know, they say L rat spelled backwards is Carl. And boy, was there one a hell of a killing today in Minnesota or Maine when a guy named Carl stood on top of a building and for apparently no reason at all, open fire will be. We'll be right back with this and more DJ Electric Feed right after.
God. Why am I?
Yeah. Gary, what am I looking at here?
This is a drawing of me on a boat.
Right.
And then right next to it is a drawing of you and I on a boat.
Right.
And
so why have you drawn you and I in the boat?
Just thought. Anyway, the ratings are good.
Gary, have you been going to that class again?
Yeah, I've been trying to pick up women and write contracts.
Are you negging me right now?
A little bit. I do think you're a piece of shit.
Right. But you want to be in a boat with me.
Yeah, if you want to go on a boat.
Right. Is there a boat or is this just a drawing?
It could be a boat. I mean, a boat is anything on water.
Yeah, there's a lot of boats, Gare, okay? Talk to me. I'm here for you. Do you want you and I to be on a boat? And if so, what time are we leaving?
Imagine yourself on
a boat. We are leaving whenever you want.
Imagine yourself on a boat.
Yes, I do. Yes, I would love to be on a boat with you. Yes.
Do you not like working here at 21st Real Estate?
I how do I answer this? I like working here.
Right.
It's the clientele and the job I don't like.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Okay. You like working here, being around me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like male guys.
It's a male guy.
Oh, man.
I changed my name to Carl for you fucks.
How is that name available?
Like, I just got in there early, okay? And no, I'm not the Carl who went on a shooting spree in Minnesota or possibly Maine, okay? I'm not that Carl.
Right. Yeah, right.
I don't have any mail, and if I did, Carl, I think I would just, you know, put it in the outgoing box.
This just in, all Carls are now considered a likely suspect in the shooting in either Minnesota or Maine. We'll be right back right after this important word from Igneous Rocks. Igneous Rocks.
Are you someone who likes to pick up rocks, but I'm unsure if the rock you're picking up is igneous? You need to buy one of these rocks. Now, here at Igneous Rocks, we make sure that every single rock is farmed and sourced ethically. Our rocks come from the earth and are given back to it after you die. By buying one of these rocks, you sign a lifetime contract to care for your rock and the offspring of said rock. Please join us for our weekly prayer at igneousrock.com.
That was great. When you first said igneous, that's actually the second time you said it. I think you had what we call just a tongue stroke, just a stroke of the tongue, like everything else is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was live.
So I'm hearing you had a tongue stroke.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just stopped on me. And I don't know if there's a blood clot in my tongue or
well, that's usually the cause, but let's get in there and take a look.
Blood clot!
Did you see anything?
Yeah, there's a little man on your tongue yelling blood clot.
That is our show for today. All right, let's thank all of our alchemists. In no particular order, starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, we're going to be missing you for a couple of weeks. You're going to be out there on the open road.
Yeah, I should be here next week, and then after that I'll be...
No, you're gone next week also, just letting you know.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that, because afterwards it's like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, so my bad. It's just that you've been threatening to leave for like a month now, and
It's been crazy. I've been ready to leave for about a month.
No, I see. Okay. And once you do leave, will you let everyone know, please?
I will.
Okay, good. Thanks for being here. Gary Anthony Williams.
Yeah, what happened? Woo!
Thank man, you so I'm, damn much.
I got to get out of this open road, man. I got to get out there.
Yeah. You and your family, everyone's doing okay?
Everybody's all right. You know, I invested heavily in COVID, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And please come back ASAP.
Done.
All right. And Mark Gagliardi, great to see you again as always,
good to
dear
see
friend.
You, man. Super when, fun.
Are there threats of heading back to work?
There are threats. Most recent I heard was, we're almost there, guys. We're on the 1 yard line. We're almost there. But that, you know, we've been hearing that for a little while. But hopefully back to work soon.
Yeah, it'll shoot in Europe. They just won't allow Americans in.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't wait to see what Italian guy they get who I'm going to wind up looping later.
Craig Kukowski, you'll be tagging out with Carla here for the second episode record. We appreciate you being with us here. I can't tell from the backdrop. You're still in one of the Carolinas?
I'm in one of the Carolinas. North, okay, south, east, west, your guess. Nobody's staying the fuck here until there's a reason to be back in L.A.
All right. Fair enough. And thank you as always, my dear friend.
My pleasure.
Joey Greerman?
Yes.
Thank you, buddy. Anything you want to hit people to that's coming up in your world of creativity?
No, check out Bear Supply on Twitch, Westside Comedy Theater's Twitch. We're doing some weird shit. Check that out.
Cool.
And that's it.
Appreciate that very much, and please calm the fuck down. All right, let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you, please wear a mask every time you leave your home, you sons of bitches. And stay healthy and safe. Until next time,
how good is this?